quite worrying reports coming out of the Central African Republic in this month of May. We have been seeing more people being displaced inside the country. A lot of displacement is taking place next to the bordering town and places next to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Over 88,000 people have been displaced, and this also includes more than 20,000 that have been forced to take refuge in the neighboring DRC.
What are people running away from?
Mostly, the reports that we are getting from those who are arriving in the DRC, human rights abuses, attacks on civilians, and other forms of threatening situations that make people to flee their houses. Many of them are arriving in desperate conditions inside DRC. At many locations, the challenge we have as UNHCR is that this 20,000 refugees is scattered in many locations, hard to access areas. Some of those that we have met, they need urgent humanitarian support. And also inside the Central African Republic as well, the situation appears to be quite dire in those areas where the renewed violence is taking place right now.
Who are the people committing these abuses?
We keep hearing a lot of reports of armed groups that are going after people in different areas inside the Central African Republic. We are talking about the prefectures of Brea, Bangassou, and Basse-Kotto. Only in Brea, more than 41,000 people have been displaced recently, scattered in many internally displaced people locations, or IDP sites, as we call them, and others have been forced to take refuge among the communities as well. And this is quite concerning and worrying as well. And this is also coupled with the limited resources that the humanitarians have. UNHCR, we have appealed for over $209 million for this year to help the internally displaced people and refugees that are fleeing Central African Republic. Our appeal is only 6% funded.
In the meantime, before the funding rolls in, what can you do and what can the partners on the ground do to help?
Our immediate focus whenever displacement takes place and people are forced to flee in desperate situation is to at least try to help provide them the basic shelter, food, water, hygiene, many health issues, many risks that people go, especially if we are talking about women and children. So we as UNHCR, we've been trying to distribute some relief that we have had in places in Brea and other places inside the Central African Republic. We have been trying to move some stocks from Bambari, where we have another refugee camp. We are also trying to bring more support from Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic, to these areas. But not having enough resources hampers our ability to assist these desperate people.
Do you have any idea why the appeal has only been funded at 9%?
We have been following all other situations in Africa as well, where refugees and displaced operations are chronically underfunded, and this has been an issue. That's why we keep repeating our appeal and keep asking the general public at large, but also the donor countries, to step forward and help us to respond to these humanitarian emergencies, because these civilians, human beings, are in desperate conditions and they need help.